the sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for Marvin's Recovery 101 jingle. Boy, I'm eating these pot sticks. What are they? The wontons. Pot sticker wontons. Oh, my God, they're good. We don't speak for AANOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAIRHMAHA. That's Hostile Man Anonymous. I don't know. Someone told me they needed Anger Management Anonymous. That actually sounds like probably a good program. People could go and do anger management. We don't speak for them.
Nor would we want to.
No. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. Always with
Shelley.
And Mark. Shelley's a little tweaked right now.
No, not tweaked. I'm torqued.
Oh, she's torqued. Why would that be, Shelley?
Why?
Because once again, the rocket scientist over here lost a show.
Took one of the best shows we've ever done.
Yeah, once again.
We always claim that about a show that's gone. If you guys had only heard that one, it was a Pulitzer Prize winner.
You should have been here.
Those have a headache now.
Those in the peanut gallery?
We had 187 people. We had 187
people.
Sober
for another year without going out.
We had 187 people in the peanut gallery for that show.
It was a crowd. We had to sell tickets.
It was wild. Yeah. I went to save the show, and I obviously didn't save the show, but I did something.
You hit the button.
I hit the button, and Mark and I both looked, and we go, wow, that saved really, 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 really incredibly fast.
It's not minimized somewhere, is it?
No.
No.
Because he did hit a button.
No, I hit a button.
And there's only two buttons to hit. One says save.
Oh, it probably... Yeah, you know what? See, that's what I don't get. Save and don't save. I can't imagine clicking don't save.
Well, what's funny is you almost clicked the show off to start with, and you said,
oh,
wow.
That would have been
bad. That would have been bad. And then you brought it all back up again to save it, and you did it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know what that means. Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. I did that just so Shelley doesn't steam that long about it.
Yeah.
She got smoke coming out of her ears.
She's
looking at the computer.
She is
looking
torqued.
At me.
It has
looking
to
back
be
at the computer.
Somewhere. Oh, I can't do anything while we're recording.
Oh, yeah. Watch her turn it off while we're recording.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, try that.
Yeah, click on something.
Because we've never done that before.
Yeah, click on something, Shelley.
It's got to be there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can look for it after we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll pretend like we have it.
All right. What's the topic? Oh, wait, we're doing
boozy news. We're doing boozy news.
Whatever.
Shelley's just sideways right now.
Well, I can't, I don't know. I guess I'm not going backwards.
No, because we know you have it somewhere. No shot.
In Monrovia, California.
That's here.
Oh, that's close.
Yes, let's see. I'm trying to find the guy's name. Justin Lee, 25 years old, homeowner, discovered two baby bears in his house. Well, actually, there was one in his house at the time. It got in through the doggy door. It, like, ripped the doggy door off, and then the hole was bigger, so it squashed inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then let his friend inside by, I guess, beating. It says it broke the door, so got inside the house. Ate a bunch of Chinese food.
Nice. Were they hungry later?
Yeah.
Made a big mess. And then grabbed a bag of dog food and took it outside to yet another bear friend.
Oh.
Mama bear friend?
No, these are all baby bears. However, seeing that they were baby bears, he grabbed his dog, ran upstairs and barricaded himself in his bedroom and called the police and told them to get animal control over because he said, where there are babies, there are mommies.
Yes.
Yes. That's
absolutely.
That's a good rule to follow.
Yes. Yeah, so animal control did come out and tranquilized them and took them off into the woods, so nobody was hurt. But
well,
I just found
mommy's
it interesting
pissed.
That they smelled the Chinese food and came on in.
Right. When I was used to backpack, we were up in the nowhere, never, never land of Yosemite. This guy was out there backpacking with his wife. They had never done it before. And he goes, you know, my wife's a little concerned that there's bears. And I'm like, yes, this is Pate Valley. This is in the Grand Canyon of the Tuolumne. This is where they take all the bad bears, all the ones from, like, Yosemite Valley. This is where they drug them and take them to. I'm like, you're for sure going to see bears. He goes, can you tell her that there's no bears? I'm like, I can tell her, but we've seen bears every day we've been here. And so while we're sitting there talking to her, she's sitting on this log. I look over behind her, and there's cubs walking it through the grass. And of course, moments later, mom is walking through. And this guy's eyes that are sitting next to me get like saucers. And she's like, so there's no bears? And I'm like, no, no bear. And they're walking like 50 yards away right behind us, not paying us any attention, just walking by. And I'm like, ah. Yeah. They're not
no
scared
bears.
Of people either.
There's no bears, and don't turn around.
Yeah, and they're not. Yeah, they're not scared of people either.
Yeah. And she'd laugh at you. Yeah, very funny.
Now I'd say, okay, turn around.
Okay, turn around.
In San Jose, California, I'm wondering why he was really mad, but he apparently this guy was quite angry. He drove his car into a couple of cars in the parking lot at the San Jose Walmart. He was intending to crash into the building, so he backed up and then ran into the building with his car.
If at first you don't succeed.
He wasn't drunk, but he crashed into the beer display.
Oh.
So it made him seem like he was drunk because everything smelled like beer?
I don't know.
That's what I'd crash into. I guess I wanted to cover it up, huh?
Four people were injured. One of the store employees actually received quite a serious head wound and is still in the hospital.
Oh. His name Harry?
Huh?
His Whoop. Name Harry?
I don't get it.
Massive head wound Harry from the old Saturday Night Live skits?
Oh. Yeah. I don't remember him.
Okay.
Yeah, that was about it.
Okay. How interesting.
Yeah, nobody knows why he went on his rampage, or at least they didn't say in the story.
Whatever it was, he didn't think he accomplished it on the first try.
A Senate Judiciary Committee has finally declared we have lost the war on drugs. So apparently the war's over. You can go get loaded now. Interestingly enough, we have spent billions of dollars trying to keep 22.5 million Americans from using illicit drugs. And that's the number they're saying are people that are using or abusing
that's
drugs.
That's low.
I think it's low.
That's way low.
Current spending stands at about $40 billion a year trying to keep drugs from coming into
think
the country.
Think how much cheaper drugs would be if we weren't stopping all those coming in. There'd be a glut. Be 10 times as much dope. Because think of all the dope we stop, like where they stop and it's like 400 tons. That 400 tons came through. Dope would be cheap. I could go back to getting using again. Wouldn't cost so much.
Doesn't cost nearly as much as when we use now.
Yeah.
One of the members of the commission that has been studying this, Eric Sterling, says, unless present policy is redirected, we will perpetuate the same problems, tolerate the same social costs, and find ourselves, as we do now, no further along the road. What I find interesting about the whole story, they're talking about our war. It's a very long story. I think Bill sent it to me. They're comparing our war on drugs with what's happening in Mexico right now. Mexico did not start their campaign against drugs until 2006. Since 2006, 50,000 people have died in their war on drugs.
Of? Like gunshot wounds?
Basically, yeah. In the drug turf wars down there. Because Mexico decided they were not going to have any more drugs.
I'll tell you what, though. If you really want to stop drugs, stopping the drugs probably not as good as killing the guys. You kill the guys, it's hard for them to...
There's always another one. It's the many-headed Hydra.
Yeah, and there's always another one.
You put one dealer in jail, and another one comes
up. It's like killing
up.
Black ants.
Yeah. Not only do you not get rid of the ants, but all the other ants come to take his
little
body
away. You know how you
get
rid of black ants, though?
Comet.
Get a bunch of red ants. They like to chew them up.
Comet does a good job, too.
I think there's probably a lot of things. Magnifying glass. That's why we need a giant orbiting magnifying glass.
Yeah, but you know the problem with that is?
Huh.
Fry us.
You'll fry us, too.
No, no, no. We'll only point it at
black ants?
Mexico.
Oh, Mexico?
Yeah.
What are you trying to get rid of?
No, you could send your hate mail to Bruce.
I don't mean it like that.
Okay, should we move on to Madonna now?
Oh.
Yeah, Madonna.
Yeah, of all the people, I don't want to really be on Madonna.
I wouldn't
really.
Either. She's kind of skanky. But her brother, Anthony Ciccone.
Now he's
her
probably skanky, too.
Tony Ciccone?
Yeah, Tony Ciccone.
Tony Ciccone?
No wonder he goes by Anthony.
He's 56 years old. He's been homeless for the last 3 years. This is Madonna's brother. She's got a gazillion dollars, and her brother's homeless. There's a reason for that, though.
What is that, Shelley?
Apparently, she has paid for multiple stints in rehab for her brother, trying to get him to stop drinking and using drugs, and he refuses. At the same time, he goes to the media and cries about how, oh, she won't help me, she won't help me, she won't help me. Mm. Typical alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So he's been in the news basically for recently. He went to jail because he got drunk and stood in front of a church and started cussing at the kids that were coming out of the church.
Give me,
damn kids. Give me $225,000. I'll be his sober coach. I'll get him sober.
Damn kids.
I don't know. I wouldn't take him on. Virginia Bosquet Ward. Three names.
Three names.
Dope
one
fiend.
Drug deal.
Salt Lake City.
Dope
Brian
fiend.
Genesis.
Mormon dope fiend.
Well, maybe Mormon, maybe not, but she is a Salt Lake City Justice Court judge.
Oh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. She was arrested this weekend for investigation of drug possession and intent to distribute.
That's bad there.
Especially for a judge.
Yes, she has been having packages of oxycodone pills shipped to her
from
New York.
I don't know where. The last package that arrived at the jail that was found, it doesn't say whether it was a drug sniffing dog or how they discovered that she was having narcotics shipped to her.
A little New York, New Jersey reference will only be funny to people if we find that show.
If we find the other show,
yeah. That's true.
People are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Small recap, Dr. Castro in New York has been indicted for drug selling, blah, 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 $10 million.
As you'll know from the last show,
yes.
If we find it.
Yes.
Yeah, Shelley says we for sure have it.
I didn't say we for sure.
Said it's here somewhere.
He was running a smuggling ring between New York and New Jersey, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, the package had 338 oxycodone pills in it.
That's
so they began investigating, and they discovered she wasn't the only one arrested. There were several other people.
Lots of pain in the courthouse.
Yeah, and she's also in trouble because she was having this stuff shipped through the U.S. Postal Service, so that's bad, too.
Is she a federal judge?
It just says Justice Court Judge.
Oh, okay.
Probably Circuit Court, I would imagine.
Okay. Well, so she could find herself not guilty. She could find herself not guilty.
Yeah, really.
I'll be hearing this case.
Yeah.
In China, Mr. Huang, I think that's how you pronounce it, H-U-A-N-G.
Huang.
Went jigging for squid.
Jigging for squid?
Jigging for squid.
Getting jiggy with it. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
When he was very excited because he pulled up a squid. It was a fair-sized squid, but it was very heavy, so he thought, ooh, I'm going to make a lot of money on this one because, you know, it's sold by the weight.
What did it eat?
It ate a bomb. A live
bomb.
A bomb.
Yes, a bomb that was going to explode.
Is Mr. Huang still alive?
Wow.
He's still alive.
Wow, calamari has spread for miles.
I know. It'd be a giant fish fry.
Yeah. Yep, cooked and ready
pre-cooked.
To go.
Yes, they did manage. He recognized what it was when he started, you know, gutting or slicing open the.
That really tells you something that when you're
choked, marked to death there.
That really tells you something when your local fisherman knows what a bomb looks like.
Yeah.
And he called authorities, who came and took it away and detonated it. They
detonated
it.
Did they leave him the squid?
Did he get to keep the squid?
It doesn't say whether he got to keep the squid. But I would imagine with the bomb inside it, without the bomb, it wasn't quite as heavy, so he probably didn't care as much.
We jigged for squid, Shelly and I.
Yes, we did. Okay, now this is very, very important news.
This is serious stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Ron Jeremy was cleared to go back to work.
I didn't know he was not cleared.
He had a heart attack.
Oh.
So he had to have major heart surgery.
Mm.
Oh.
Which means, you know,
no,
he's not going to be getting jiggy with
it. So he can go knock boots again.
Yes, he can.
They let him go back to work. Okay.
They let him go back to work.
Now, what are the work restrictions, though? Woman on top only? You know, normally easy duty.
Yeah. It doesn't say.
Just lay there, Ron.
On his first day back to work, he decided to go. He's appearing in the film Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex Legends.
Just blowjobs. Just blowjobs for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. What cracks me up, Jeremy, he had the room cleared for his scene in the movie. He wanted the smallest crew possible. He said because he was nervous because blood pressure medication can affect the penis. He said,
Did it explode?
He said, my scenes aren't as good as they used to be. I don't get the full massive.
Massive.
He said this on an interview with CNN. If I could be so specific, CNN, it bends a little. But it felt good being back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle again.
Glad you're back at work, Ron.
Yes, and then the director said he was really grateful that Ron Jeremy could be there. He said he was really worried about having him on the set, and I'm quoting here, when he was getting oral sex, I was really watching his breathing, watching his face. Like, wow, would you really want the job of being like the Ron Jeremy heart monitor on the porn set? Yikes.
I'm watching her face.
Okay. Oh, we have another story from China.
Wow.
Linfen, China? Linfen?
Mm-hmm. Linfen.
A drunk man was found dangling from high-voltage overhead wires about 30 feet over the street. Now, here's
alive?
Yeah, the wires were alive.
No, I mean, was the guy alive?
Yeah, he was still alive.
He obviously wasn't conducting.
Now, they were worried that he would end up being electrocuted. He hung from the wires, and the firefighters tried, and I'm not understanding this, but the firefighters tried to talk him down.
Mm. Yeah, you get him to jump because nobody wants to go up there and grab him.
Mm-hmm. He did fall from one set of cables, but then he grabbed another.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And then he hung there for about 15 minutes. Finally, he lost his grip and fell onto a giant inflatable pillow.
How does that? I saw a video of a train in India.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Where the guy stands up on top of the train, he grabs a wire. He's dead in a second.
It was live.
Yeah, and
he was grounded
on the top of the train. The guy is dead. Like instantly, he just falls over and his body
smoking.
Is burning.
Yeah,
and this guy is like dropping from one wire to the other.
Yeah, obviously the wires weren't...
Rubber
yeah.
gloves?
It doesn't say that.
Well, you can touch an electric wire without... It's just if you
yeah.
touch a live one that's live and you conduct.
Yeah, like this, like in the subway. It's only the third rail that has yeah. that'll kill you. I mean, because birds are up on the wires all the time.
Yeah, and they don't die. Bruce, explain that.
Their claws.
I think you have to hang from two wires.
I don't know.
I'm not going to try it.
Don't want to know.
In any event,
he said
congratulations, Mr. Linfen Man.
He said that he was uninjured, but he told reporters that he drank too much because he was in a bad mood.
Well, there's a reason.
Hmm. Yeah, well, so that makes perfect sense then.
Drank too much because I was in a bad mood. Drank too much because I was in a good mood. Drank too much because I wanted to be in a good mood. Drank too much because I wanted to be in a bad mood.
The excuses are endless. And that is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back. Shelley?
Okay, what?
We have a topic.
What would that be, Shelley? You told it to us.
Yeah.
You said, my next topic would be... her next topic was getting Bruce to save shows correctly.
Yes, that was my next topic.
So that really wasn't a topic.
So the real topic is forgiveness.
Oh, I didn't know.
Forgiveness is the topic.
Oh, okay.
As we know... somehow Bruce did something poor.
Again.
For the second time with the show. And I don't know what happened to it. Shelley's confident it's in the computer somewhere. I am not as confident.
No, I'm not necessarily confident.
I think it's in cyberspace.
I just can't believe that it just goes poof. Without any box that pops up saying...
It went poof quickly.
I know, but usually when you mess up like that, a little box pops up and says... would you like to save?
Right, it gives you the option.
Yeah.
That little box did pop up. It said save, don't save.
I might have said don't save.
Well, then you're I mean, okay.
I don't know.
I'm apoplectic.
So, Shelley, tell us about forgiveness.
No.
Tell us about not forgiving.
Tell us how forgiveness is good for your program.
Forgiveness, also known as letting Bruce off the hook?
No, just forgiveness in general.
Yes.
Just forgiveness in general. How good it is for your recovery.
I don't actually find myself in a position lately to forgive a lot of stuff because my expectations are kind of low. So if my expectations aren't too high, I'm not going to get too pretty upset about what people do. So... there's not a lot to forgive if you're not mad in the first place.
How about if you thought someone, like recently, we thought someone might have gone out?
Yes.
You were kind of pissed at them.
Yeah, I was pissed at them in that sort of sad kind of way, though. It's like, not necessarily pissed at them particularly. I mean, maybe I'm just mad at the disease. I don't know. I was pretty pissed that they were stupid.
So are you pissed at me in that sad sort of way?
No, I'm just pissed at
you. Just because I'm stupid?
No.
She can't give you the same consideration she gives a newcomer.
That's right. I'm not even getting anything here.
That's right. Treat those closest to you like you would treat a sick newcomer.
Bend over so I can kick you.
Wow.
I am so proud right now. I really am. I am so proud. That for which she used to rip into me for now comes flowing freely off her tongue.
Yes, yeah, so I'm kidding. You're not.
I don't think you're kidding either. If I bent over, she would kick me.
No, I wouldn't, because then you'd go head first in the monitor, and I couldn't play Fish World
later. And we'd lose another show.
We'd lose another show, exactly.
She already tried to lose a show. What happens if I click here? No. Not while we're recording. So, Mark,
What
do you tell people about forgiveness?
There's no reason not to. I mean, because what are you going to do if you don't forgive? Like, if we don't forgive you for completely effing up and get rid of the show, we still won't have the show. And now there will be this resentment that we have to go clean up later.
That's true.
So I'm just better off saying,
whatevs.
This is actually kind of amusing. I find it best to find amusement in the situation.
I think it would be more amusing if he didn't keep deleting the good shows.
They're all good shows.
No. The two that he deleted were the best of the ones that we did for that day.
Well, we only did one today.
Yeah.
I know, and that was going to be our best one.
How
best
do you
one?
Know that?
Yeah, that was the best one. Bruce is trying to talk into the microphone with a mouthful
of
crunchy wonton.
I think he should keep eating the wontons because clearly he can't talk with the wontons in his mouth.
I can. And will.
Bruce sounds a little fuzzy today.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I don't sound fuzzy at all.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, I look like a chipmunk in one side of my mouth.
Tell us about forgiveness, Bruce.
Actually, for a chipmunk, you look pretty cute. That's weird with your little chipmunk cheeks.
That's a visual that doesn't work well in the air.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. You know what? Forgiveness is, I always look at the ninth step. I mean, we go around looking for forgiveness and not really expecting to get it. You know, we make a lot of amends at times where we don't get forgiveness. But what's good for our program is making the attempt, sweeping our side of the street. So for you guys, I would say, I'm sorry for losing the show. Hence, my side of the street is clean. You guys can obsess on it all you want now.
I'm not going to obsess on it longer than this show.
I've already washed it into the gutter myself.
Well,
yeah,
see,
Mark and I already got rid of it. Shelly's going to write it to the end of the show.
We got rid of it the instant we saw that thing just click, bounce right off the screen. It was like, we got rid of it as quick as
I looked
the show
at
went.
It, I said, oops.
Well, but see, for me, it's not necessarily that I need to forgive. It's just that I really want to favor another 6 minutes of legitimately being able to call my husband an asshole.
You know what the thing is? When Bruce hit it, the fact that he didn't say anything for a period of time,
yes,
when he's usually talking immediately upon saving a show,
yes,
was where it sunk in,
yeah,
what had happened.
Yeah, that's true. I'm giving sign language to Shelley. So, Shelley.
Yes.
With forgiveness.
Yes.
That you're apparently not showing me until after the show is over. What would you tell a sponsee that comes to you that has either forgiveness issues that they have from they're looking to be forgiven or they need to forgive someone else?
They need to forgive someone else. What I usually tell people is how long do you want to let that person live rent-free in your head? Because it makes you miserable. And, you know, if you want to sit, you're only going to be as miserable as long as you want to be.
How long do you want to be miserable, Shelley?
I'm not miserable. I'm enjoying harassing you.
Oh.
What are you looking for?
He wants a soda.
My drink.
Oh. Here.
Thank you.
Your drink? What's in that, Mr. I Lost the Show?
Rum and Coke.
Diet Coke, thank you.
Rum and Diet Coke.
And Diet Cola.
So, what do you tell your newcomer? We know what you tell your newcomer about forgiving. But what if they're asking for forgiveness and they don't get it?
I tell them that they need to move on. There's nothing else they can do about that. If they've made, what does it say in the big book? I've made my demonstration.
We've done our part.
We've done our part. Mm-hmm. You know, if the other person wants to let you live rent-free in their head, you know,
a group therapy show
buy a new sofa and sit down and watch TV.
We're trying to process.
How about you, Mark?
This,
huh? One of your sponsees
is... What are you mumbling about now?
Nothing.
You'll
find out next week.
Yeah.
No, well, because I don't listen to the show.
I do. One of your sponsees is asking someone for forgiveness for something. And they're not getting what they think they should get.
They're not getting what they deserve?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say what they deserve.
They're not getting what they think they deserve?
Because what they deserve is probably a good ass kicking.
Yeah.
If they're asking for forgiveness.
I don't understand why this person just doesn't forgive me. They should kick your ass is what they should do.
Right.
You know. Be grateful that usually that's what I tell. Be grateful you don't get what you deserve.
That's actually a very good point.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why we think we're so entitled to things.
Entitlement.
Yeah.
Everybody whines about, well, that's not fair. Well, nobody ever said life would be fair, and fair doesn't mean that everyone gets the same. Fair means that everyone gets what they need.
Well,
maybe you didn't need to be forgiven by that person. Maybe there's a reason for that.
And the reason you're asking for forgiveness is you probably weren't fair to them in the first place.
Yeah. Were you fair in every transaction you ever did when you were out there?
No. I'm not even sure I'm fair in every transaction I do
now.
But I'm striving to be. I'm striving to be.
Progress, not perfection.
The great loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? There's a couple of those. What's the one you always say, Shelley?
That is progress, not perfection. And then I say loophole.
Yeah. It's perfect. So.
Yes.
Shelley.
Yes.
People listen. Oh, what are your final, I'm sorry. What are your final words? On forgiveness.
You're just done with this show.
On forgiveness.
What? Oh,
what are your
I
final
forgive
words?
You for being a poo. Hello.
Am I going to have to forgive her for calling me names?
I'm just teasing you. You know what? Stuff happens with the computer. You can't predict it. Things
shite,
go poo.
Shite happens.
Yes. It happens to all of us. In terms of forgiveness, do it fast, do it often, and forget about it.
It's like sex for some guys.
Yeah.
And then try some deer balls.
I think we should call this one Wontons and Forgiveness.
There we go.
Wontons and Forgiveness.
Yeah.
We did a show once a long, long, long time ago with even some different hosts called Deer Balls and Forgiveness.
Yeah. The shows had more interesting names back then.
Yeah, but not as good as shows. There was...
Yeah, the shows were not as good.
There was...
I wasn't here.
Well, we mostly talked about sex because we had show hosts that basically only wanted to talk about sex. They thought somehow that made them more attractive to the female community, even though they're married. So there you go.
Yeah. Eyes were rolling through the heavens.
Yes, yeah, they were. So, Mark,
what
are your final words on forgiveness?
The second part of it, forgive and forget. Amnesia is a wonderful thing for your sobriety sometimes.
Amnesia is a wonderful thing for your sobriety. My final words on forgiveness are thank you for your forgiveness.
Yeah. You are forgiven.
For me effing up the show. It's like I always tell people, like, I've got stuff going on at work, and my guy James calls me, and, oh, my God, I did this, or I did this, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I did. I'm like, you know what? Shit happens. It happens. You know, I don't even need to forgive for stuff like that because I've done enough stuff around my work. I know for years and years I've effed stuff up. And someone else effed something up, I'm like, eh, you know what? We just fix it.
Yep.
That's it.
I've sold stuff in your store. When we got all done, you kind of looked at it and went, eh.
You know? It's okay. So, Shelley, people are listening to the shoe.
Okay. Oh. Go to recovery101.net, please, no matter how you listen to the show, which we very much appreciate, but go to that site. Click on one of the shows. If you are a member of Podomatic, thank you very much. You may have been counted, or you may not. You might have been counted twice. We don't even know. And hopefully Podomatic will be getting that fixed soon.
Having some technical issues with the site.
Yes. If you're not a member, you can become a member. It's free.
And fun.
And it's fun.
Sort of, when they're not messing up all the likes and follows. you can get automatic updates when we post the shows. You can follow us. You can like old shows and leave topic suggestions. If you leave a topic suggestion, please put it in the topmost show so that Bruce sees it right away. And playlist. No, I said playlist, didn't I?
No.
Okay, yes. Put them on playlist.
And you might have a little better luck going to permalink rather than clicking on the show directly.
Yeah, I think permalink is a better way. If you hit the permalink button, it's to the right of where the play button is. It'll take you to a page that just has that show on it. If it asks you to log in again, I'd suggest logging in by clicking on the follow button. Because no matter what button you click on, it's going to ask you to log in.
Yeah.
Even if you've already followed us before, click on the follow button. And hopefully you'll be able to post. Mark.
Yes.
We have a friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go to our recovery101.net site. You can scroll down to our sponsor links, which we'd appreciate if you would do that with all of our sponsors.
Clicky, clicky.
That's right. And you can click the link that says 12-Step Gazette. Take you right to his site. You can just find publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sit gather, contact Bruce, and he will send you 12-step gazettes to strew about the facility.
That would be awesome. You guys should do that. We've got email addresses at recovery underscore. Nope, not recovery underscore anything. Recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff, or if you'd like to buy advertising, at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly don't. Shelley?
Yes?
Who's the lead on music by?
Booby Trap.
Booby Trap. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Ah!